USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate unanimously passed legislation aimed at protecting Supreme Court justices. Now House Democrats are blocking the bipartisan bill. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
But House Democrats have spent weeks blocking the measure that passed here unanimously related to security for Supreme Court justices.
An attempted murder of a Supreme Court justice charge has been brought against Californian Nicholas John Rosk after he was stopped by law enforcement on his way to Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home in Maryland Wednesday morning with weapons and tools. His next court appearance is on June 22nd. Attorney General Merrick Garland on Wednesday announced that a Department of Justice team of nine people will review local law enforcement's response to the Uvalde school shooting last month. Local and state law enforcement officials in Texas have faced intense criticism from releasing misinformation to inaction during the heat of battle. USA Radio News.
It was very important to feel like a company valued me and my family's time, specifically helping get the timeshare company off of our backs.
Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, and all the ways you can. I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. I first heard that John Wesley quote when I was 11 years old in Sunday school. I even have his words displayed at all of our offices to give our employees the same purpose I have when fighting to get clients out of a fraudulent timeshare.
If you were not satisfied with other companies, look directly to Wesley Financial and they will help you.
I promise we'll do all the good we can every single day. That's why I guarantee we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-843-1313. 800-843-1313. 800-843-1313.
A new report says the Biden administration knew about the baby formula problems in America nearly a year and a half ago.
Abbott Laboratories and the FDA received word about possible problems in February 2021, according to the Wall Street Journal. The journal's reporting cites documents the newspaper viewed, a person familiar with the matter, and a government official. The revelation is potentially damaging if officials knew about the possible problems at the plant much earlier than previously reported. The Biden administration has faced criticism over the baby formula shortage, which has panicked parents across the country struggling to find formula for their infant children. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The House passed a wide-range gun control bill Wednesday. It would raise the age limit of purchasing a semi-automatic rifle and prohibit the sale of ammunition magazines over 15 rounds. The partisan legislation passed 223 to 204. The Senate is next. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell on the floor Wednesday is blaming Democrats for blocking legislation not protecting justices at the Supreme Court.
This is common sense, non-controversial legislation that passed in this chamber, unanimously. But House Democrats have spent weeks blocking the measure that passed here unanimously related to security for Supreme Court justices. The House's Democrats have refused to take it up. Now, look, Mr. President, that needs to change, and it needs to change right now. Right now. House Democrats must pass this bill, and they need to do it today. No more fiddling around with this. They need to pass it today.
This week's Summit of the Americas should be a time the U.S. government gets together with its neighbors to find effective solutions to immigration and security challenges. Instead, as described by leftist Salvadorian outlet El Faro, the meeting is going to be another foreign policy and domestic catastrophe for the Biden administration. End quote. Four of the Latin American countries responsible for 90% of the immigration flow into the United States, Mexico, Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala, are not sending their leaders out of disrespect. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.